It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I am really excited to have Miss Carbon County's outstanding teen first attendant, Kaylee Basso. How are you, Kaylee?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I'm glad you made some time to come and see me because I was very impressed about what I heard you are doing. So first of all, tell me who your parents are, your school, and your age.
So my parents are Karen and Sunny Basso. I am 14, and I go to Mount Harmon Middle School. I have one sister, and her name's Destiny.
And she's older, right?
Yep.
All right. So tell us the type of dance, because you love to dance. So tell us the dance company you perform with and what type of dance you like the best.
So I actually teach and perform with Encore Dance Studio. And my favorite is ballet that is instructed by Stephanie Richards.
And how long have you, when did you start?
I started when I was two.
So you've been at it for quite a while. So I'm going to say you're kind of a pro then.
Kind of. I wouldn't say that, but.
All right. Now, you have the title as Miss Carbon County's Outstanding Teen. You are a first attendant. So when did you receive your title?
So I received my title this past October.
And you have a platform.
Yes, it's called Peace, Love, and Respect. And it teaches young adults and adults not to put labels or judge anyone. And it also prevents suicide. And I feel as if I can make a big impact on the community with lowering our suicide rates. And I just feel as if I keep doing my service projects, then it will definitely make a big impact.
So tell us a little bit about your service projects.
So I've recently gave cupcakes and goodies to the law enforcement for law enforcement days to give to them for all they do for us. And I'm also making orange ribbons for Jamie Gutenberg, who was a victim of the Florida school shooting. And I feel as if I'm really connected to her, even though I don't know her, but she's the same age as me, and we've been dancing for who knows how long, but I feel as if I'm connected with her because with dance, and pretty much everyone in the whole country is connected by dance just because of our abilities to show and showcase our feelings.
So that's kind of what brought you here to me to come and talk with me, is because of this neat thing you're doing for this gal in Florida. So you're doing orange ribbons, and tell us where the color orange comes from.
So the color orange is actually her favorite color. So people all around the world, well, not the world, the country, are wearing orange ribbons to support her, to show her respect, and her parents to show that we actually care and just help them get through the time.
Have you made any contact with her immediate family?
I haven't, but I wish I can.
Well, maybe we'll have your mom send like a couple of stories and your radio interview to them so they can hear. Because I think they'd be very impressed with what you're doing. So what made you decide this? Did you like hear about the shooting and she just kind of stood out because you guys are the same age and you both love to dance?
So yes and no. I've heard about the shooting, but I didn't know like who the victims were until I saw on Instagram by the Houston Ballet. And they were wearing orange and orange ribbons to support her. And that really made me want to research on what's going on. And I found her and I just felt connected with her like immediately. So
you've got a lot of the dancers in both Carbon and Emory being a part of this. How did you get the word out to them?
So I have a Facebook page called Peace, Love, and Respect. And I posted on it. And I have friends that are coaches and own a studio. So I reached out to them. And they inform their dancers and other dance studios.
And they're all going to do this. So where are they going? Are they just going to wear this at the United Way Soul to Soul dance benefit this weekend? Or are you hoping that they're going to wear it for a while?
I'm hoping they're going to wear it for a while as they perform and compete in different competitions or performances.
So did you buy all the material and stuff yourself? You've been working on it yourself?
Yep, I did. And I even burnt some of my fingerprint off with the hot glue gun.
So these will be available for all the dancers on Saturday. Now, you're going to be performing as well?
Yep.
And is it just going to be ballet or do you got a couple of things you're going to be
performing?
I have
a couple of things. So I'm doing my solo and my duo.
And what's your solo?
It's a contemporary.
All right. And you told me you teach as well. That's pretty neat for a 14-year-old. As long as you've been dancing, I'm not surprised one bit. So, well, Kaylee, I appreciate you coming by. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And a lot of girls are going to look up to you for doing this. I think it's wonderful. So I'm sure your mom and dad are very proud.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming by. All right, folks, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.